I think we left off last week on the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph, on the second line, Toshma, I think so. Yeah, we dedicate the learning tonight Le'ilu Nishmas Risha Sora Bazdina and Le'zech Nishmas Rabbi Yuleb Rebbe Liozal Kaplan. It's Yortzai, both Yortzai this week. Let's review a little bit. We started the Perek Kuf Lamed Aleph. The din is that when you shech the Behemas Chulin, anywhere in the world, al pi pashli, we don't observe it in the chutz lortz. We rely on a difficult Rashi that the mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishnah presents it that it applies all over the world. So this mitzvah dafke applies to behemas chulin, doesn't apply to behemas kochim. If you shech the shlamim, you have to give the chaz v'shoyt to the kohanim. But if you shech the behemas chulin, you have to give zrol achayayim v'hakeva to the kohen. But it's mutter for a non-kohen to eat it also. It's a chulin. It has no kedusha, but it's mamana kohen. It's from the 24 matnas kohen. Some of the truma and challah and bikur may only be eaten by kohanim. But zvala chayan v'akevi can be eaten by anybody. So the Gemara quoted Rav Chizda had a chiddush. Chizda was on the second line, kuf lamin of a base, the third line. Amar Rav Chizda. He says, "Hamazik matnas huno shalcholan." Someone shechts a behema, and then he sets aside the zrola chayim hakeva. Someone else comes and he eats it up. He steals it. He eats it up, or he destroys it. So he's mazik the shevet kuhuna. It calls man. You didn't give it. The one who shechts the animal, the one who owns the animal, and he shechts it, has the tovus hano. He has the right to choose which kohen he's going to give it to. He didn't give it to any kohen yet. So until he gives it to a particular kohen, it belongs to what we call Shevet Kohen. There is no Shevet. There's Shevet Reuben, Shimon, Levi. There's no Shevet Kohen. But we mean all the kohanim in the world. It belongs to that club. So that's what. So Rav Chizda has a chiddush din, and the Gemara is debating: is he right? Is he wrong? They're going to go back and forth. They're finally going to say at the end, we pass like Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says, if you destroy Matnas Kohen, or you eat it, you steal it. There's nowhere there to be tovea you. Who's going to be tovea? What, the chairman of the Shevet Kuna? There is no office. There is no Shevet Kuna. That's what the Gemara calls Mamon Shein Lo Tovea. So Rav Chizda says, either it's because it's a pasuk zeh or because of a svara, that he says if you mazik matans kuna, or if you steal it and you eat it and it's gone, then you don't have to pay. So the Gemara was in the process of asking a lot of kashas. They're trying to frag up what Rav Chizda says. The end is going to be that we're going to pass like Rav Chizda. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa on the third line from the top of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Toshma, come and listen to the following Braisa. What's the din? Years ago, they used to have very corrupt governments. We have corrupt governments. They used to have very corrupt governments. They would just come and take away. They see a rich person, so they just take away all of his assets. They steal all the money. Aresha onso beis hamelach garnai. A fellow has tevel, a Jewish person, has a farm, and he has whatever pears grow in Eretz Yisrael, fruits or vegetables or grain, whatever, bebalach, whatever grows, you have to be mafresh, chumas and maisis. It calls money not mafresh, everything is tevel. You're not allowed to eat it. So what's the din? Aresha onso the beis hamelach, the government sent tax collectors, and they took Gorna, they took away my whole silo. A Gorin is a barn, a silo. They emptied me and I took everything. So the Shaila is, and my Mukhiv to be Mafrish, Chumas and Maisis on what they took. Let's say I have 1,000 bushels and they took 900 bushels. So I have left 100 bushels. I have nothing left, so there's nothing to discuss. But they took, let's say, half. I have 1,000 bushels, they took 500. And I, they left me 500. So when I'm mafresh, chumas and mais, do I have to be mafresh on the whole 1,000? But he's saying, no, I don't have the other stuff. The king took it, the goyim are going to eat it. There's no aveira if the goyim eat tevel. He's not allowed to give tevel to a goy. Tevel is mutabano, but it's not mutabano shalkila. You can't feed it. You can't feed it to your behemoths. Behemoths are not Jewish. So they're allowed to eat treifas, they're allowed to eat tevel, but you're not allowed to feed tevel to the behemoths, because that's called hanor shalkila. You're consuming the tevel without being mafresh, chumas, and maisers. You're not allowed to feed it to a goy, you're not allowed to feed it to animals. So what's the din? Harisha onsa, besamel varna, the government came and they took away half of my tvue. Am I mechuyev to be mafresh, chumas, and maisers, and that or not? So the pashtus, no. So the brisa says it depends. Sometimes, yes. In bechovo, if I owe taxes, if I really legally owe taxes and I didn't pay, so the government had the right to come and take away my part of my property. So then chayv la'aser, because I'm from the fact that the government took it away, so I'm saving money. So therefore I'm chayv to be mafish maises. Im bi'amparas, but if it's tam gigamvit, they stam stole my for no good reason. They have no legal right to take my property. So then pata melas, and then I'm not mechuyev to be mafish maises. So frek de gemar, but even if it is my fault, because I was negligent, I didn't pay my taxes, so it's my fault that the government came and they took away all the truma. The kohanim are losing so much truma. He's supposed to give 2% truma on everything. So now you only have 2% on 500 bushels instead of 2% on 1,000 bushels, and you have to give 10% to the Maiserishin. You have to give 10% to the Levium, that's my solution. So I'm only giving 10% on 500, not giving 10% on 1,000. And it's my fault because I haven't paid taxes for the last 10 years. That's why they took everything away. So Frank de Gemara, but if you hold like Rav Chizda, that if you steal the Truma, even if you mafresh it and you steal it and you eat it, you're not a coin. You ate it and you stole it, you don't have to pay because Mamash ain't let tov him. So what do you say over here? If it's my fault, then I have to make good. Why do I have to make good? Let it lie like it's. I'm responsible for the fact that the king stole half of my tvua, and the kohanim are only getting half of the truma that they deserve, and the levim are only getting half of the amount of my submission. So what? If I would take the my submission and burn it, I wouldn't have to pay. There's no one to pay to. It's mamash ein latem. So why am I chayiv? And for the gemara, that's a different story. Shiny hosam dekam mishtar shilei. What does it mean? Since I'm benefiting because I didn't pay my taxes for the last 10 years. So that's the reason why the government sent the people from the IRS and they took 500 bushels. So it's considered as if I have more of the bushels that I have, that whatever I have, is because the government took that. So it's considered as if I still have the Maaser Rishon, as if I still have it b'yam. So if I still have it, be'en. It's a strange thing. Shiny Hossam, it's different. They call Mishtar Shalei because I'm benefiting. I continue to benefit from the fact that the government took those bushels and I'm not, and I'm not Mafresh Chumas and Maises on it, so I'm benefiting. I'm benefiting from the loss of the Kohanim and the Levim is my gain. I'm gaining because of their loss. If I would have given away Chumas and Maises, the correct amount, 2% of everything and 10% on everything, so the government would have taken more of my stuff. So I have more tvue because I didn't give. So it's considered as if I still have it. The Gemara should... Let's do the next case first. Let's do the next case, then we'll understand this better. Toshma. The Gemara says, Toshma, another brisa. A person goes to the butcher shop, and he says, "Mecharli b'nei me'eho shel parah." They shechted a cow, and I say, "I want this whole section. This whole section has the zroas on the leg. The lachayim is over here, but the kevah is in the belly. It's a part of the belly." So I say, "I'd like to buy this." Mecharli b'nei me'eho shel parah, and in the b'nei me'ayim v'hoi b'hem matnas kuna. Part of the b'nei me'ayim is the kevah. So I bought it for $150, expensive flesh. I bought $150. Now I have it. So the din is nosna lekoin. I have to give the keva. Whenever you have zorah chayam keva, you have to give it to the koin. Can I go back to the butcher and say, "You are mechuyev to give this to the koin? I paid you $150, but the keva is one third of everything that I bought, so I want $50 off. For the $150, one third of that I had to give to the client. So the din is enem enakalem enandamim. Because I made up with him, I want to buy all of this, $150. We made up the price. So I have the keva, I have to give it to the kohen. What if I wear the lokechem and the mishko? What if not that we made up? He'll sell me this whole piece of the animal for $150. He says, I'm selling it for $10 a pound or whatever meat sells for, I don't know. Lokechem and the mishko, they weighed it and it weighed so much and he paid all the money. So Vaita and I bought this whole b'nei me'ayim of the cow. And in the middle of the name Yaim is the keva. So Vaita Nosna the coin, I have to give it to the coin. And then I say, I paid you $150. I was paying by the pound. So whatever the keva weighs, that didn't, you had no right to sell that to me. You stole it from the coin. You're supposed to have. He's Jewish also. The one who shechted, the one who owns the behemoth, sold it to me. He's Jewish. He was mukhif to give it to the coin. So in that case, Menakalom in Adam. Freg the Gemara, the Reisha and the Sefer, whether he sold it by the unit, $150 for the whole thing, or he sold it by the weight, by the pound, in both cases it says, Nosna Mekoyim. The one who bought the caver, the one who bought the whole thing, and in the middle is the caver, he gives it to the Kohen. Freg Gemara, Bamai, why does he have to pay? Levi Kemazik Machtam Skona Shachola, Rav Chizda says you don't have to pay. Chizda says if you burnt the matnas kuna, you ate it up, you don't have to pay. So over here, I bought it from the other fellow, I shouldn't have to pay. Everything more, what are you talking about? Shani Hasim Disney Bienai, it's still Bien. He still has the keva. Rav Chizda said, if I come and I throw it in the ocean, I'm not chayv bin tam mazik. If I burn it, I'm not chayv bin tam. If I ate it, I ate it. I don't have to pay. There's no one to pay to. Mom Shenta, I don't have to pay. But if I have the Zerolach Hayayim HaKev, I have to give it away to the Kohanim. That's what the Gemara answers. So that's basically what the Gemara said before also. Shaini Hossam, I was responsible for the fact that the Kohanim and the Levim are losing. The Kohen should have really gotten twice as much Truman. The Levi should have gotten twice as much Maaser Rishon. But because I was negligent, I didn't pay my taxes, and that's why the government representatives came, and they took away all the stuff, so the Kohanim and Levim are losing, but it's my fault, and I'm gaining, I'm benefiting because of their loss. Because I have more. If I would have been mafish, Trumas Mice is given away, then the government would take 500 units, I would have less tvu in the house. So that's what the Gemara says, since I'm gaining by the loss of the Kohanim, Mishtar Shilei, that's considered as if it's still a snare b'nai, as if it's still b'ed. Because what I have, instead of, if I ate up the truma and the maiserish, so it's gone. If I burnt it, if I threw it in the ocean, so it's gone. But over here, if I have, because they're losing out on the truma and the maiser, that's why I have more, so it's considered as if it's zetachaz, as if I still have the truma. You still have it, then you have to give it to the Kohen. Right? So they're trying to show from Bryce's that Rav Chizda is wrong, and they keep on saying, no, he's not wrong. They defend Rav Chizda. So they quote another Bryce, Toshma. This is a strange Bryce. It says, Tisha Nichse Kohen. There are 9 Matnas Kohuna that belong to the Kohen, and he can do whatever he wants with it. So Rashi and Tosis both point out there are Chof Talad Matnas Kohuna. We mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago, there are more than 24 Matnas Kohuna. So there are different opinions in the Rishonim. How do you make the calculation of which are the 24 Matnas Kohuna? But there are 24. So what does the Brisa say here? We have the Girsa that there are 9 Matnas Kohuna. Tosis quotes Hochi Garcina. Tosis, the third Tosis from the top is Hochi Garcina, but Pirush Abin Hanano. There are Shiva Nichse Kohen. From the 24 Matnas Kohuna, there are either 9 according to our Girsa or 7 according to the Girsa Ben Hananel. There's no difference what the Girsa is here. It's all the same thing. There are 7 or 9, just the question, how do you classify them? There are 7 or 9 Matnas Kohuna that are Nichse Kohen. The Kohen has the right to do whatever he wants. Let's say you bring a Korban Chatos to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kohanim eat the flesh. So can the Kohen go sell it to someone else? He can't sell it. The Korbanus is Mama Gavaya. The Kohen can't sell it. But if he has Truma, he can be mekadosh an isha with truma. If the kohen has zra lachayim hakeva, that's chulin. If the kohen has reishis hagez, that's mamish chulin. So that he can be mekadosh an isha with it. He can use all of the value of that to buy merchandise or to buy karka, whatever he wants, to buy an eved knaini, to buy a sefer Torah, whatever he wants. That's called nichse kohen. But if the kohen gets chazav v'shoik of v'shlamim, or he gets chatas v'yoshem, b'star chatas v'yoshem, that's mamma gavoya. So that's not called mamma b'ilum. That's got nichse kohen. So the Brisa says from the 24 matnas kohuna, some of the matnas kohuna are obvious that they nichse. Let's say pidyon ha-ben. You just give cash to the kohen. It's chulin. Or if you give reishis hagez to the kohen, it's wool, it's chulin. Or if you give zorah l'chayim v'akeva, that's obvious that that's nichse kohen. The Brisa is listing off things that have kedusha, matnas kohuna that have kedusha, that a non-kohen is not permitted to eat, and it's still nichse kohen. You don't say mamma gavoy. Karbonas are mamma gavoy. But truma is not mamma gavoy. So it lists off truma. Truma's meiser. Truma's meiser means when you give meiser rishon to the Levi, so he has to give 10% of what he got to the Kohanim. That's Truma's Maisa. And it has the same thing as Truma, may only be eaten by Kohanim who enter Mikvah, by a Kohen Tor. Has to be eaten Mikdusha V'Tahara. A Zar is not permitted to eat. If a Zar eats Truma, it's Misa B'Dei Shamayim. If a Zar eats the same thing. Chala, yeah. So it lists off Truma, Truma's Maisa, V'Chala. Even though they have Kedusha, it can only be eaten by Kohanim, who are Tehoirim, but still it's Nichse Kohen, it's not Mamma Gavoy. Yeah, Reish HaGez, that's obvious. Reish HaGez is Chulin. So of course it's Mamma Kohen. Like Pidyon HaBen is Chulin Gemurim. And Matonis. Matonis is an expression that means Ra'al HaChayim HaKeva. When you shecht Behemas Chulin, the F gives Ra'al HaChayim HaKeva. V'hadamai, what is Demai? The Mai is when you buy from an Am Ha'aretz. So towards the end of the Baisheni period, that's a Mishnah in the end of Soita. We learned the Soita together. So in the end of Soita, it says, towards the end of the Baisheni period, they came to the realization that many of the Jewish people were not being Mafrish Maisa Rishon. Truma Gedolah, they were Mafrish, because they knew that a Zar who eats Truma is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So they understood that if you have Tevel that you didn't take out, one who eats tevel is the punishment that's misa b'dei shamayim. So the Amoraim developed a whole theory. It's not explicit in the Chumash. The Torah Shebaal Peh has explains the dinah. So the Amoraim made their own pshatl that if a person eats tevel as punishment misa b'dei shamayim, that's only tevel that you didn't take out truma gedolah. Because if I'm not a kohen and I eat truma gedolah, then I'm chai misa b'dei shamayim. So if you have tevel that you didn't take out truma gedolah, that's misa b'dei shamayim. But if a non, who do you give my serishin to? A Levi. What if the Levi will give it to Yisrael? It's muta lezarim. Truma may not be eaten by a non-kohen. And if a zar eats it, if a non-kohen eats it, truma is misa b'dei shamayim. But my serishin is muta lezarim, just that he's supposed to give it to the Levim. If you don't give it to the Levim, you're a gazlan, you're avon lasigzel. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of giving my serishin to the Levi, and you're avon lasigzel. So the Amihoritz developed a whole theory that the Maaser Rishon is to support the Kohanim and the Levim, that they should be free to sit and learn. The rest of the Shvatim got a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, all the other Shvatim, but the Kohanim and Levim never get a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael because they're supposed to be learning. Yorim Mishpatech Eliyakim, the Kohanim and Levim are supposed to be learning and paskening all the Shainas. That's the din, it says in the Chumash, Ki Palamim Chadov Al Amish, but if you don't know what the din is, and there's a Machloikis, so you go ask the Bez Nogorol in Yerushalayim, and who's in the Bez Nogorol? Says it's HaKohanim HaLevim. Why Kohanim HaLevim? So the Rambam quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei, on that Pasuk, that whenever you have a position open in a Bezdin, Bez Nogorol, or a Sanhedrin 23, or any Bezdin, or in a Yeshiva, and it's a toss-up whom to appoint, and all the people, all the candidates are equally qualified, so you should prefer to give the position to a Kohen or to a Levi, because that's what the Kohanim and the Levim are all about. They're supposed to be sitting and learning, and Klal Yisrael is supposed to support them. That's the international koil of Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim and Levim all over the world. They're supposed to be learning. So the Amoraim figures, I have to work for a living, and he should sit and learn. So I'm not going to support him. So the Truma Gedolah, they're not going to mess around with, because that's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So they're not going to eat tevel hatovel the truma gedola. They're not going to eat. But after that, they thought that the zomi is avdeshmaim. The din is not true. The din is if you have tevel that truma gedola was taken out and you didn't take out the ma'aserishin yet, that for sure has misa b'deshamayim. That for sure has misa b'deshamayim. If you have truma, if you have tevel, and the ma'aserishin, the truma gedola was taken out already, and the ma'aserishin was taken out. And it's not a Maisa Sheni year, let's say it's a Maisa Oni year. It's a 7-year cycle, the Shemitah cycle. So the third year and the sixth year, instead of being Mafresh, Maisa Sheni, which you have to bring to Yerushalayim and eat it, the Kedusha of Tahara, so you Mafresh Maisa Oni and it's Maman Aniyim. And there's no Kedusha at all. The Oni can eat it Chutz LYerushalayim, it can eat it in the state of Tum, and there's no Kedusha. So the Rambam writes a Chiddush. The Rambam writes an original Chiddush. It's a question in the Rishonim. Rambam writes, if you have tevel that you took out your migdoyla ma'aserish and just didn't take out ma'aser oni, which does not have kedusha, then he thinks that there's no misa b'dei shamayim if you eat that tevel. So the Amiharitz thought that so too. They thought along the lines of the Rambam, and they mistakenly thought that there's only misa b'dei shamayim if you didn't take out your migdoyla. So that they didn't mess around with. The Amiharitz are not chashudim not to be mafresh truma gedola. When you buy demai from an amaretz and he says it's all gemaisa, so you can trust him with respect to the truma gedola. If he says it's not gemaisa, so you take his word for it. He said he wasn't mafresh truma gedola, so you got to be mafresh everything with the bracha. But if he says it was mafresh, so we don't believe him with respect to the maisa rishon and maisa sheni and maisa rani, but we do believe him with respect to the truma gedola because that they didn't fool around with. So if you buy demai. Demai means you buy from an Am Ha'aretz, and he swears up and down on a stack of Bibles that he was mafresh all the trumas and maisers. We only believe him when he get to the truma gedola. We don't believe him when he get to the maiserishin. So then you have to be mafresh maiserishin misafik. It's not a vada; it's a safik, and it's a far-fetched safik because the Gemara says Rav Am Ha'aretz army as remain. Ruba de Ruba were mafresh trumas and maisers. Just it was a miut Am Ha'aretz who are chashudim not to be mafresh. Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni and so on Ma'aser Rani. So you have to be Mafresh B'li Brocha. So then when you're Mafresh Ma'aser Rishon, then the lady has to be Mafresh Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser. Has to be Mafresh Trumas Ma'aser from the Ma'aser Rishon that he gets. When you buy the Demai from the Amoritz, you don't have to be Mafresh Truma. But when you're Mafresh Ma'aser Rishon, you give it to a lady, then the lady has to be Mafresh Trumas Ma'aser, Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser from the Ma'aser Rishon that he gets. So that's what the Bryce is listing off. Either the gear says 9 or the gear says 7. It does make a difference. Just the question, how many are you combining together? So the gear says, Habena Chananel is you're clumping together a few. You're counting the 9 as a 7. And Rashi has Rashi's gear says he's counting them as 9. So there are 9 of the 24 Matan's Kahuna that a regular Nichse Koyin, it's not Mama Gavoy, and you can use it to be Mekadosh Anishin, use it to buy things. There's no problem. So one of them is demai. What does it mean, demai? It means that trumas maisa shall demai. There is no truma by demai. The amirots are not chashudim al afrashas truma, but they're chashudim al afrashas maisa rishon. And mele, if they didn't mafresh maisa rishon, so they didn't mafresh maisa mena maisa either. So this word demai goes back on the previous line right above, trumas maisa. Trumas maisa shall demai. And if you have bikurim, the farmer brings bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and you distribute it to the Anshei Mishmar. So the Bikurim is regular Mamon Koyin. Bikurim has the exact same din like Truma Gedola, except Truma Gedola can be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and Bikurim can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. The HaKeren VeHaChomesh, Keren VeChomesh, Rashi explains, is a din of Chomesh, Gezel HaGer. If I owe you money, either I borrowed $1,000 of you, or you worked for me, you painted my apartment and I owe you money. You fixed my automobile and I owe you $1,000, or I stole $1,000. However, Chumash at the end of Parsha Vayikra, however it turns out, I owe you $1,000. And then you ask me, where's you didn't pay me the $1,000. I swear falsely, I don't owe you $1,000. And then later on, I admit that I swore falsely. So, of course, I have to pay you the $1,000. And the Torah says I have to add on Chumash. Chomish means 25%, not the way we wouldn't call it Chomish. When I make out the check for $1,250, so the $250 is one-fifth of the sum total of $1,250. That's called Chomish. So I have to give you Kerem V'Chomish, And then I have to bring Asham Gzelos for Kapara because I swore falsely. So then it says, and what happens if the person to whom I owe the Kerem HaChemesh, I owe the $1,250, what if he dies before I pay him? So I have to pay to his Yarshim. Then it says in Chumash, Remain Liish Goyal Hashiv Hashem Elov. And if the person died, then he doesn't have any relatives. So that's when Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Via does Gemol, that a person died, doesn't have any relatives. Maybe he has fourth cousins. He never got married, doesn't have children. Has no siblings. Okay, his parents are not alive, but he has cousins, he has fourth cousin, tenth cousin. It's impossible. Mara says, it must be a ger. A ger who converts is not related to a soul in the world. Ger shen esgar kakot and shenel adam, he's no longer related to his non-Jewish relatives. And if he doesn't get married and have a family, then he has no Jewish relatives either. So he's not related to a soul in the whole wide world. So that's what the pasuk says, Main lish ger lahashiv hashem elav. If the person to whom I owe the Kerem v'chaymesh, and I swore falsely, so I have to give him the chaymesh, and after I give the Kerem, then I have to bring the korban Hashem Elos. So if the person died, you give the money to the Yorshim, and then you bring Hashem Gzelos. The six Hashemas, Hashem Gzelos is one of them, when you swore falsely that you don't owe the money. So if he died, and he's a Gershem Esmein LeYorshim, so the Torah says you give the Kerem v'chaymesh to the Kohanim, and then you're able to bring the Asham Gzeilus. Cause man, you don't give the Keren, so you can't bring the Asham Gzeilus. So that's one of the Matnas Kunadits. Two, Keren and the Chaimish. The fact that you give the Keren to the Kohen and the fact that you give the Chaimish to the Kohen. I think they're counting it as two separate ones.
Yeah,
let's see.
Nine.
Huh? Does it add up to nine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's say Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Reshes Agez. Matonis is counted as one. Zerolach HaYamakev is counted as one. Demai means Trumas Meiser Shal Demai, Bikurim, Keren, and Chomesh. That's nine, because they're counting Keren HaChomesh as two. And the other Girsa has it that Keren HaChomesh is one, so that's only eight, and then we're going to chisel down another one over here, probably Truma and Chala is exactly the same. Okay. Truma and Chala is exactly the same thing. So that's how we took the nine and we shrank it to make it into seven. That's the Girsa of Rabbeinu Chanan. So what does it say in this Braisa? That all of these are nichse kohen. It belongs to the kohen. L'mayin afkamina that it belongs to the kohen. So we already know, I already jumped the gun, I already said, that if the kohenim have chaz v'shoik of v'shlamim, or the kohenim have the chattas and the yosham, so the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, you can't be mekadosh an isha with that, because korbanos amam gavoyim. So that's what it means over here. These are nichse kohen, you can't be mekadosh an isha. And you can give it b'matana to someone else, and you can sell it, it's mamash yours, you can deal with it. You have to treat it with respect because it has kedusha. So you can't be mitamiyat and you can't eat it when you're in a state of tumah. But basically, it's not mama goa, it's you. So the Gemara thought initially that lashon nichse koyin means that it belongs to the koyin, and if anybody steals it, if anybody burns it, they have to pay the koyin because they were mazik and they stole the koyin. So the Gemara says lamai, with respect to what does the Braisa say that all of these nine matanas or nichse koyin. Lav, probably, let's see, medayonim. And if somebody's mazikin or somebody steals, so we have to pay. Gemara says, lo, that's not what it means. Likidisnan. It means like it says in a few Mishnahs, lema omru nichse koyin, with respect to what do we say that these seven or nine things are considered nichse koyin? You can use it to barter. I'll give the truma to someone else and I'll be koyin lollipops, I'll be koyin ice cream with it. You can use all of these things. You can use it to buy avodim and to buy karkois. You don't even have to buy something that you're going to eat. It doesn't even have to be something the truma you're supposed to eat, but I can use the truma to buy svarim. It doesn't have to buy something that I'm going to eat. I'm not going to eat it with dusha v'tahar. You're allowed to buy avodim and karkois and behemoth tamei, or you can buy an elephant with it. If the Kohen owes money to someone else and someone paid him truma, so the Baal Chayv comes and he collects. It's not Mama Gavoy, it's Mama and Bailam. The Isha Bitsubasa, if the Kohen divorced his wife and he has to pay her the Ksuba, so the wife is entitled to take the truma. She's no longer married to the Kohen, so she can't eat the truma, but she'll be able to sell the truma to another Kohen. She'll make money with it. The Sefer Torah, you can use the all of these nine matnas kuna, the Kohen can use it to buy a Sefer Torah if he wants to. Rashi writes, he doesn't understand why the Braisa added this. Rashi, on the first white line on the Amud, he writes, V'libi megamgem. He's wondering to himself, L'may Tanya, why does the Braisa mention that if you want, you can buy a Sefer Torah? The Braisa said you can buy Behemoth, Tamei, you can buy Avodim, Kakos. So what's added? What's added over here that you can buy a Sefer Torah? Strange. And then why they put it at the end? It's out of order. Should have written, Shekinah Behem Avodim, Kakos, Behemoth, Tamei, of the Sefer Torah. Then you should say, B'chav Notum, B'chav Isha B'ksubosa. Why they write Sefer Torah at the end? Very strange. Except the Ramban has something. Shver, it's a strange price. So we have Rav Chisda's memra, and they were asking Toshma, one price after the other, Mishnah after the other. They didn't find any source that really contradicts them. So I was going to say later that we paskel like Rav Chisda, we accept his din. But till they get to that, so they start another topic. This din of Zvaloch Hayayim Vakeva. So the pasuk is in Chumash Devarim, and the pasuk introduces the din by writing Zeyeh Mishpat HaKonim Eisah Meizav Chazelach. This is the din whenever a person shechts a behema tohira, v'nasal hakainas hazorah v'es halachayayim v'es hakeva. So the lashon is Zeyeh Mishpat HaKonim Meizah Om. Who's included in the term Om? Om means Levi'im also. What about the Levi'im? Are the Levi'im mechuyev to give Zerah L'Chayayim V'Akeva? So the Gemara tells a story. Once upon a time, Hahu Livo, there was a Levi in Bovel, Davichotav Matanto. Someone shechted the behemah, and they set aside Zerah L'Chayayim V'Akeva, and they sent one of their children, Rashi explained, they sent one of their children to deliver to the Kohen. It's a Matan Skuna. So the young child was on his way to deliver to the Kohen, so this Levi runs over and he steals it from the kid. He says he's going to take it. So Hulivo, there was once upon a time, there was a Levi, the Havichotav Matanto, he stole the Zerah L'Chayayim V'Akeva that was on its way to be delivered to the Kohen, and he grabbed it. Also, Omrele L'Rav, so they went and they told Rav, who lived in Bavel, look what the fellow did, the Levi stole the Matnas Kuna. Omalahu, so Rav gave a comment, Loi mistaya, lo dai, the lo shaklina minei, it's not enough that we don't make him, when this Levi shechts behemis, we don't make him give Zerah L'Chayayim V'Akeva to the Kohanim, nishginuk, that we don't take from him, elamechtaf namichot, if he goes and he steals Zerah L'Chayayim V'Akeva that was intended for a coin, he goes and he steals it, that's the comment. Rav was Yodua. There's in the Tshuvas HaGoinim. In the Tshuvas HaGoinim, they have Ese Mili. One of the Tshuvas HaGoinim, they write, the Rav was a big tzaddik, and he had Ese Mili de Chasidusa. They collected from all of Shas 10 Midas Chasidus that Rav had. So one of them, they used to be the late 1800s, they were the Radzina Rebbe. Chasidus Rebbe is a big Goyim. He wrote a Talmud Bavli on Seder Taras. He took all the Mishnahs and Taras, and he went through all of Shas. So whenever there's a Gemara that comments on the Mishnah and Taras, he put up, look, it looks mamish like a Gemara. So they had Tainus, the Gedalim had Tainus. There is no such Talmud Bavli on Mishnahs Kalim, on Mishnahs Zadim, and so on. He collected all the Gemaras. Like one of the, I have at home, somewhere, a Rav in Europe, made Pirkei Avos with Gemara. He took all the Gemaras and Shas that comment on the Mishnahs and Pirkei Avos, and he put it in the order. But we have no Talmud Bavli on Pirkei Avos. So he wrote his own. It's not false, but there is no such page, Dav Beis, Dav Gimel. So that's what the Radzina Rebbe did, and he wrote his own commentary on the side and on the bottom. So many Gedolim had tainus that he shouldn't have printed it like that. It looks too much like a Gemara. So when he printed the second edition, it's on top of every page, it says Sidri Taras. So you see, it's not. Over here it says Azra Balachayim Perik Asiri Chulan Daf Kuflamanav. So this, it looks like a Talmud Bavli. So they made him print on top of every page Sidri Taras. So you see that it's a sefer. It's not really a Gemara, but it looks the Tzura. It looks exactly like a Gemara. So this Radzina Rebbe was a great Goen and learner. He's the one. He's the Balatrelus. He's the one who he went to Italy. He felt we have to hasten the coming of Mashiach. We have to show the Rebbeinu Shalom that we're preparing for rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. When you have the Beis HaMikdash gone, you have to wear Big Dekuna. Big Dekuna, you have to have Tchelas. So all the years, we wear tzitzis without Tchelas. Al Betzore. So we yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. We pass them. If you have Tchelas without love, and you have love without Tchelas, so you only yotze the mitzvah tzitzis in an incomplete form. But if you have Big Dekuna, you don't have Tchelas. Zero. Again, the Tchelas is ma'akev in a Big Dekuna. So you can't. Even if the Beis HaMikdash will fly down from heaven, if we don't have Tchelas, so you can't be makir with any kabbalah. So he felt we have to show the Rabbanu Shel Olam that we're eager, that we're doing something. So he traveled specially to Italy. There was a big aquarium there, and he looked at all the sea animals that could possibly give off a blue dye, and he decided what he thinks the Tchelas is. And before the Second World War, before the Nazis killed everybody, there were tens of thousands of Hasidim, and some Misnagdim also, but mainly Hasidim who were wearing Tchelas. Mainly the Radzina Hasidim, but other Hasidim also were wearing Tchelas. So he also put out other Svarim as well. So he has one Sefer, a little small Sefer, not so big, maybe 40 pages, on the short Tshuvas HaGoinim. The Tshuvas HaGoinim is in Ganzen 15 lines, and they collected from Shas all the Esa Mili de Chasidusa of Rav. So Rav never walked Dal Rambas below Tfilin. And he always had Kisui HaRosh, he always covered his head. So one of the Mila de Chasidus is, Meyolam Lasach Sicha B'Teila. He never spoke Sicha B'Teila. And then the Radzina Rebbe writes in his commentary on this, that's why the Gemara has a lot of times, Rav would always be Mitzamtzen. He would always say B'Kitzer, because he was so makbin not to talk Sicha B'Teila. So the Gemara has a Masech Shabbos. Someone came to visit Rav on Shabbos, so they didn't have enough chairs in the room. So Rav said to someone, Talmud, who was there, please bring a chair so Pliny should be able to sit down. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. He should have just said, please bring a chair. Why do they have to say that Pliny should sit down? The Sicha B'Teila wasn't necessary. Gemara says, obviously he thinks that Klisha Malachta Leheter, a chair is a Klisha Malachta Leheter, you're only allowed to move it Letzorach Gufa if you're going to use it. So he had to say, bring in a chair that Pliny should sit down. He had to finish the sentence. And the Gemara, well, he says, the Gemara will only ask on Rav. Why did Rav say that din? He already said a different din, and we can infer from that din this din. Because Rav is so mitzamtzen, he wouldn't. So here also, Rav blurted out a statement, and he didn't say bariches. The lady stole the Zrola Chayam HaKeva, and they told Rav about Omer Leila Rav, he says, Loi Dai. That we don't make him give Zerola Chayim HaKeva, but no, he goes and he gambles from the coin. That's all he said. He didn't explain it. So the Gemara says, what did he mean? What did he mean? He didn't say Barichetz. Vegma Verav. So the Gemara is going to explain. The Pasuk says, Zeyeh Mishpat HaKonim Me'ez Ha'am, Me'ez Ha'av Chazavach. So it says, Me'ez Ha'am. So the Am means, let's say, a coin. Shech Tzabeim. Is the Kohen Mechuyif to give Zvala Chayim HaKeva to a different Kohen? No. He can keep it from someone. He doesn't have to give it to someone. Let's say a Kohen has a farm. In the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, the Kohen didn't get any farms. The Kohen gets rich, and he buys a farm, and he's Mafresh Truma. He doesn't have to give it to a different Kohen. He can give the, he can keep the Truma for himself. So if the Kohen Shech Tzabeim, he doesn't have to give Zvala Chayim HaKeva to a different Kohen. But the Shaila is, what if a Levi Shech Tzabeim is a lady mechuyev to give, because it says Me'ez Ha'am. Am includes the Levim, or Am doesn't include the Levim? An interesting shot in biblical Hebrew, in biblical Hebrew with Am. So the Gemara says Berav, Frek the Gemara, I ikru Am. If Levim are included in the term Am, Lishkal Nami Lishkal Minai, so we should make them. We should make the Levim give away the Zor L'Chayayim HaKeva. Why does Rab say Lo Dai that we don't take from him? What do you mean, lo dai? Does he have to give or does he not have to give? So the Gemara says, if the term am in the Chumash implies also levim, lishkol minai, we should make him give. Ilo yikru am. And if the levim are not included, am means the other shvatim. The whole Shevet Levi is not included in am. So Rachmana Patrinu. So the Torah says he's not mechayev to give Zerola Chayim HaKeva. So what did Rab say? Loi dai that we don't make him give. What do you mean, Loi dai we don't make him give? The Torah says he doesn't have to give. So what kind of a comment is that? And for the Gemara, Rava is mesapkale. Rava is not sure regarding this din. And you see the Tzion and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that we paskan that it's a Sveikah Adina. So Levim are not Mukhayiv to give Zolach Hayam Akeva. So that's what the Gemara answers. Mesaf Kalei Rav is Mesupik Yikram, he lo Yikram, he's not sure. So that's what Rav meant. Loi Dai, we say, Amotze Machaber Olavarai, we're not sure whether the Levim are Mukhayiv to give. It's taka mitzvah to give Zolach Hayam Akeva, it's a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that has to do with dini mamina. So you'd say, Hamoitza Machabe Olavara. Let's say there's a suffix pidyon aben. When you do pidyon aben, you say a bracha. So let's say a person is mesupik, whether he's mechuyev in pidyon aben. So you don't say suffix deraisa luchum. You say suffix mamona lakula. It's the mitzvah is to do, to give money, but not a machabera. So whenever there's a suffix mamona, so you say lakula. You don't give it.
But that's the problem is only in Israel. Shmuel is not. Why is this
Shmuel is one who has, passing like him in Shmuel, we don't know what Shmuel says. If Shmuel would disagree, maybe we'll pass like Shmuel, but the Gemara doesn't quote that anybody disagreed. They just quote Rab is Mesupik. The Gemara on the base is going to say maybe it's a Machlokes Hatanoim, whether Levim are included in Am. Where is it on the base? Here, we take a look around 10 lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph on the base. The line begins with the words Tanoihi. First two words on the line is are Tanoimhi. So Amalach Rav says what I said, that he's Mesupik, whether the word Am in Biblical Hebrew includes Shevet Levi or not, he thinks it's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Why the Tanya, he quotes a Braisa from Yuma. It says the Kohen Gadol has to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. So he does all the special karbonis. V'chipers migdash hakodesh, v'sol moed, v'es hamizbeach, v'ala kohanim al kalam hakol yichaper. After the Kohen does all the avodas, so this is a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. So the Brice explains what every phrase in the pasuk means. V'chipers migdash hakodesh, what is that referring to? That goes on lefnai v'lefnim. The kodesh hakadoshim. If a Tomei entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if a person is Tomei, so in a certain sense, he's not causing, he did an Aver, he defiled the Kedusha of, if a Tomei walks in, he's not Mitami the walls are not Mekabel Tumah, but he defiled it as sacrilegious, it wasn't right, he shouldn't have gone in. So we bring the Karbonos on Yom Kippur to be Mechaper, if in case anybody walked in the Tumah to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the pasuk in the Chippas make the Shakodesh that goes on lefnai lefnim the Kodesh Hakodesh on moed the hechel. That's the hechel in front of the Kodesh Hakodesh. The ala mizbeach kimashma. In case that Tomei walked up to the mizbeach and brought karbonis, so the karbonis on Yom Kippur amechaper. Then it says yichaper, an extra word yichaper that refers to elu ezras elu azores. In case that Tomei entered the azore, not allowed to enter the azore either. So you bring the kapur. Then it says, "Vala kohanim al kalam hakol yechaper." Whoever did any other aver. So kohanim is kemashmoy. The avodas yom kippurim is mechaper on the kohanim. Then it says, "Vala makohol." Who is am hakohol? Who is am hakohol? So it says, "Eli Yisrael." That refers to the rest of the kohanim. So, and the word yechaper is an extra word, "Eli levim." Why do you need a word yechaper, "Eli halavim"? The levim are not included in am hakohol. So obviously the first Tana thinks that the word Am in Biblical Hebrew refers to the other Shvatim. Shevet Levi is not called Am. And the next Braisa contradicts it. Tanya Yidich, there's another Braisa commenting on every word, every phrase in the Pasuk. Every phrase is the same except for the punchline. Yichaper, the last one, Elo Avodim. Why Elo Avodim? Obviously the second Tana thinks that Levim are included in Am HaKol. Is not only Amakol Eli Yisrael, Eli Levim and Yisraelim are included. My lab hokam efligi. This is the machle. Masab ikuram, masab ala ikuram. Then the Gemara says, so Rav is mesupik. Rav is mesupik whether the word Am by Zerah Chayim Akeva does it include Levim or not, the Levim Mukhid. The Gemara says, why is it mesupik? It's a machlekes. He just discovered that it's a machlekes hatanoim. So, Frek the Gemara, the Rav, how does he hold? Isvir le kahai tana lema. If he holds like the first tana, that the Levim are not included in Am, so let him say black and let him say their pot. Isvir le kahai tana. If he holds like the other tana, Lema? Zola Sog, Lili Hozak, Nagmar said, no, Misafkale, Kehaitani, Kehaitani. He's not sure which Tana to Paskalai. It's not that Rav had a Sufik on his own. Rav knew that it's a Machlek Zahatanai, and he didn't know how to be Machriya, because it doesn't have any names in the two Bryces. Both Bryces are anonymous, and he sees that this is the Machlekas. So that's what the Gemara says in the next line, Dorish Merem, Hilchasek Kavasid de Rav. We Paskal like Rav. The Gemara doesn't quote that anybody disagrees with Rav. It's Machlekas Hatanaim, and he was Mesupik out of Pask, so he Paskal like Rav. Then the Gemara says the next line, Hilchasek Kavasid de Rav Chizdin. We Paskal like this Rav Chizdin that we started with, Amazek Matnus Kuhun is Potter, even though they tried to ask a lot of questions, but we Paskal like that. So let's go back. We left out a lot of Gemara. So the Gemara told this story that the Levi, Rav made a comment regarding the Levi who grabbed the Zerah Lo Chayam Vakeva for himself. The children were on the way delivering it to the Kohen, and then the Levi was a wise guy, and he goes and he grabs it. So Rav says, Loi Dai. We're not sure what the din is. So Loi Dai, that this wise guy Levi, we don't make him give Zerah Lo Chayam Vakeva because we're Mesupik, and Amar Tzamachaber Olav Haraya, but he goes and he grabs. That he has no right to grab. He's not, for sure, he's not a Kohen. So you don't give it to a lady, you give it to a kohen. So the Gemara says, Yasi Rav Papa v'kamalol hashmaitz. Rav Papa said over this word from Rav, that Rav is mesupik, whether Levim, who shecht the behema, mechuyev to give Zorolach Hayam HaKeva or not. Not sure. Esi Ravina by Rav and Rav Papa. So the Yasta Kasha from a long tosefta, a long-winded tosefta, it's going to go on for many lines. So there are many matnas aniyim. Leket, shikha, peret, all of those different kinds of matnas aniyim. Some of them apply in a vineyard where you have grapes growing. Some of them apply to trees. Some of them apply to tvua. So the Bryce is going to list off which of the matnas could apply to which kinds of fruits and vegetables. Arba matnas aniyim shebikerim. There were four types of matonis that you have to give. These are counted as four different mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs to give. Like a chikha, a parrot, all of those, these are all separate. So if it's a kerem is a vineyard, but you have grapes growing, so you have the mitzvah parrot, all of those, chikha, and peah. Fine. And then if you planted wheat, barley, grain, the shalosh shibitvua, if you planted wheat, you have farm in Eretz Yisrael, you have wheat growing, so you have three mitzvahs, like a chikha, and peah. You don't have parrot, all of those, that's only by grapes. Fine. And then you have other kinds of trees, so there are shnayim shebeilon. The berries that grow on the tree have shikha and you have peya. So what's the story with all of these various matan saniyim? Kulam ein b'hem teves anor lebailam. He's supposed to leave it there. The Gemara is going to say it's based on the pasuk in Chumash. You leave the peret and olas and the shikha lekech peya. You leave everything there, and the aniyim will come and take it on their own. You have no right to decide. I'm going to give it to this ani as opposed to that ani. Or let's say someone will want, if the din would be, let's say the farmer has the tevis anor to decide to whom he's going to give the truma. Or let's say pidyon haben. You have a baby boy, you have to give pidyon haben. You can pick your favorite coin, you can pick whichever coin you want. So that's not proper. The coin, let's say the coin wants to get the pidyon haben money. Let's say you give $100 for pidyon haben. So the coin wants to get the pidyon haben money, so he's going to say, he's going to give me a... He whispers to me, if I give him pidyon haben, he'll give me back $10. Give me a kickback, give me back $10. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Treyosa, that's not proper. Shechatem bris ha-levi, that's a bizoyan to the matnas kahuna, that a coin should pay me money, or the coin will be misayeh b'veis hadronis. He comes and helps me out when they're harvesting all the tvua. So the good Samaritan comes and he helps me do the work for nothing, and it's expected that after he's going to help me do the work, I'm going to give him the truma, or the lady is going to come. So that's not right. But let's say the Kohen's grandfather is not a Kohen. Kohen's grandfather, the man is a Yisrael, and his daughter married a Kohen, so his grandson is a Kohen. So the grandfather can give me $10 and say, do me a favor, next time you have truma, give it to my grandson. So that's permissible. It's only usher for the kohen. This kohen or another kohen shouldn't give me a kickback. Shouldn't give me money that I should to encourage me to give matnas kahuna to Pliny. But if a non kohen gives, so he can even make money on the tevis anor. So here the Braisa says, all the matan sanim, there's no tovus hanor. You have the right to pick which ani you want to give it to. You leave it in the field. It's not, on the assumption it's not raining outside. It's got raining, going to get ruined. Yeah. So you leave it in the field, and they come and they take.
You said, let her get it. Boaz and Ruth.
He encouraged her to come. Yeah, he encouraged her. But he had no right to say, Dafke, this one and not that one. On Truma, you have, on Pidyon HaBen, you have what we call Tovus HaNor. The Balabas has a right to pick which coin he wants to give it to. But the Matan Sanim, you have no right.
Like Hefka?
Yeah, it's like Hefka. Yeah. Rashi used the lotion, the second line from the top in the Rashi. Rashi writes, Izechem and a Hefka. It's a funny lotion. It's not really Hefka. That's a big issue. That second line in Rashi is a big issue. What's Rashi driving at there? Rashi has it on the bottom of Amud Beis also, Zechem and Ahefker, and he repeats it over here. The whole discussion in Achrenim, what Rashi means. So the Braisa says, Kulam, all of these matan, Abraham Tovus HaNor Lebailam, and what if the farm is owned if the Kohen has a farm, and then he's Mafresh Truma, he doesn't have to give it to a different Kohen, he can keep it. A lady has a farm. When Yeshua ben Nun divided Eretz Yisrael, the Kohen and the Levim didn't get any farm. But the Kohen got so much Pidyon HaBen money, so he got so rich, he bought himself real estate. Fine. So if the Kohen has a farm, his Mafresh Truma doesn't have to give it to another Kohen. The lady has a farm, doesn't have to give away the Maaser Rishon to someone else. If an Oni has a farm, he's not allowed to take the Leket Shikha pay for himself. That's what the Braisa says. Afilu Oni Shabi Yisrael, even if the farm is owned by a poor man, and he has the right to take leket shit chaper peridolos on someone else's farm, but not from his own farm. If the owner of the farm is an ani, matzim yada, he has to give it to a different ani. It's based on a pasuk. Based on a pasuk. This is when Pesach time, when you harvest everything and you leave it in the field, and Eretz Yisrael is not supposed to rain. From Pesach to Sukkot, it's not supposed to rain. What if nobody took the Matan Sanim, or in the middle of the summer it starts raining? So then it says, when it comes the time that you're going to leave the Tfuah in the field, it's going to get ruined because of the rain, then you take it into the house. Once you take it into the house, then it's Maiserani Hamschalik B'toch Habayis. If you took it into the house already and you're protecting it that it shouldn't get rained on, it shouldn't get ruined, then the din is Yeshua, all based on Psukim, then the Zelda Maiserani, the same Maiserani. If you leave the Maiserani outside, then there's no Tovus HaNor. If you had to take it into the house, because it's already coming Sukkot time, then you do have Tovus HaNor Lebailam. And again, what if the owner of the farm himself is an Ani, and he's Mafresh Maiserani, he's not allowed to keep it for himself, he has to give it away to a different Ani. The Gemara is going to learn anything from Sukkot. Ushar, okay, so the sofa has nothing to do with Rav Chisda. No, so far has nothing to do with us. We're talking about Matas Kuhuna. Shah Matas Kuhuna Kigon, Azrala Chayayim Vahakeva, other Matas Kuhuna. So the Braisa says, this is a Tosefta, it's a Tosefta and Peh. Eimotzi Moisam, Lomi Koin Lekoin, if a Koin Shechts a Behema. And he takes out Azrala Chayayim Vahakeva. He's not Mukhiv to give it to a different Koin. He may keep it for himself. Velomi Levi the Levi. If a Levi shechts his behemah, you can't force him to give Zralach Ayim Akeva to a different Levi. What do you mean, lo mi Levi le Levi? What about a Levi to a Kohen? Sounds like a Levi to a Kohen you would. If a Levi shechts a behemah, then you would force him to give the Zralach Ayim Akeva to a Kohen. So the Gemara says, doesn't that line in the Braisa contradict a Rav? A papa said over Rav that Rav was mesupik whether Levim are mechuyev in Zralach Ayim Hakeva or not. So they say, doesn't the Braisa imply you don't take from one lady, give to another lady, but you take from the lady, give it to the Kohen? So that's why they quoted this Tosefta, that it contradicts what Rav said. He's mesupik. I think Mark explained why is he mesupik, because he has a machlag satana, whether in biblical Hebrew the word am includes the Levim are not. Here Rebbe Kivega on Amud Beis has an interesting comment. And the Gilyan Ashas, Rebbe Kivega quotes, Rashi on Chumash points out that during the Midbar, the Gemara says when the Jews were traveling in the Midbar, the weather conditions were such that it was a little bit unhealthy to perform a bris milah because it could be dangerous for the baby. So all the Shvatim didn't observe Bris Milah. The last time they did Bris Milah was right before Korban Pesach, before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then for 40 years, till they came to, in Eretz Yisrael. In Gilgal, they didn't observe Bris Milah. As Sefer Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi wasn't worried, because it was nowhere near 50-50 suffix Sakana. So whenever it's nowhere near 50-50, so it all depends on the Chayla. Is the Chayla nervous or not? So if the Chayla is not nervous, then it's not called Safik Sakana, then you call Shem Yipsam Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu will protect the fools who are not nervous. So for the people, for the Klal Yisrael who were nervous, it's called Safik Sakana. And for the Shevet Levi, who they had more bitoch, and they were not nervous, it's not called the Safik Sakana. Here the baby's only 8 days old, so you can't consult the baby, is he nervous or not? So yes, the one who's in charge of taking care of his health, his healthcare proxy, yes, the parents, are they nervous or not? So Shevet Levi was not nervous, so it wasn't considered a suffix sakana for their babies. They're not talking about being mal themselves, they're talking about being mal the babies, but they're in charge of their children's health. So that's what Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Medrash like that. So Rabbi Kevega says, there's a pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, chapter Hay, where the pasuk reads, V'chol ha'om hayilodim ba'midbar la'malu. All the people of Am Yisrael were not mal in the midbar, but Shevet Levi was mal. So you see that the word Am in Biblical Hebrew, at least in Sefer Yoshua, the word Am in Biblical Hebrew does not include Shevet Levi. So he tied this, how can you have a machlekes hatanoim? He has a beferish of pasuk.
Doesn't it say something like different Yerbiyim, different
Hebrew, right? That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says in Kiddushin, right? Tosis quotes the Ibn Ezra used to correspond with the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam used to write poetry that Ibn Ezra didn't care for his poetry. He didn't like. So he used to correspond about the poetry, and he used to correspond about Tanakh. So the Ibn Ezra, Tosis says, Hikshu Rabbein Avram, the Ibn Ezra, the Rabbeinu Tam, in his correspondence, that what does the phrase Bimachar Asat Pesach mean? Does it mean the day after Shechitas HaPesach? So it refers to Tezvav Nissen. Does it refer to the first day of Chol HaMoed, the day after Achilas Korban Pesach? You eat the Korban Pesach on the first day Yom Tov, so Tezai. So in the Chumash it says, "Machas HaPesach Yotze Ben Esau Me'eretz Mitzrayim." The Jewish people left Eretz Mitzrayim on Tezvav Nissen. So it says, "Machas HaPesach, the day after Shechitas HaPesach." And then in Sefer Yoshua it says that they brought... that's how the Gemara interprets that they brought the Minchas HaOmer the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. Before you bring the Minchas HaOmer, there was no Beis HaMikdash then. They had Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan, they were traveling with the Mishkan, so they brought the Minchas HaOmer the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach. And then it says Vayochlo Me'avur HaOretz Imachas HaPesach. After they brought the Minchas HaOmer on the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, they were permitted to eat the Tvua Chadosha until whatever Tvua grows in Eretz Yisrael or all over the world. That's machlek, and the din of Chodesh applies even in Chutz La'aretz or not. So whatever tefillah was planted after Pesach, you have to wait till next Pesach till you bring the Minchas HaOmer to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it before Pesach. The pasuk says, "Vayochla me'avur ha'aretz mi'machras ha'Pesach." On Tezayinis, the first day of Chol HaMoed, when they brought the Minchas HaOmer, then they were allowed to eat the new tefillah ha'aretz. So the Ibn Ezra asked, "Isn't it a stira?" In Chumash, the Machas HaPesach means Tezvav Nissen, and in Novi, in Sefer Yoshua, Ve'achal Ma'avos Machas HaPesach, there means Tezai Nissen. So Rabbi Natam, that's the only time that Tosfos ever, I think the only time Tosfos ever quotes Ibn Ezra. So they printed on the side, we don't need the Ibn Ezra, the Yerushalmi Estakash. I had a bapam over the head. And the Gilead printed on the side in Kiddushin, the end of the first prayer, we don't need the Ibn Ezra, the Yerushalmi points out this kash. So Rabbi Natam answers, what you said, Loshen Tar Luchud, in Biblical Hebrew, Mimachas HaPesach means Tezvav, and in Navi, Mimachas HaPesach means Tezai. Why should there be a difference? So that's what there's a famous interpretation from Rabbi Yisrael Perditchever. He says, Ani l'day devidai deli. We love the Rabbanu Shel Olam, so whenever we speak in an endearing fashion about him. The day deli, and he loves us, and whenever he speaks, when he says Pesach, when we say Pesach, we're talking about two different things. So when the Rabbanu Shalom says Pesach, he means the Mesiras Nefesh that the Jewish people shechted the Korban Pesach. The Egyptians used to worship their animals, and the Jewish people did a Mesiras Nefesh. It says Nachumish, Hey Nizbach is Tavis Mitzayim Adai Yiskelunu. They're going to shech the carbon Pesach. They're going to stone us. That's their Avodah Zarah. So the Rabbanu Shlomo refers to Pesach as Shechitas HaPesach, the Mesiras Nefesh that Klal Yisrael demonstrate. And when we say, when the Jewish people say Pesach, we mean the Rabbanu Shlomo did us a taiva Pesach Abati Avosenu B'Mitzrayim. He skipped over the homes of the Jews. So we're referring, the Pesach that we speak of is the Pesach Abati Menes Adavos and Tezvav. So Marchas HaPesach is Tezayin. So that's famous from Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Ben Ditchva. He explains Pshat in the Tesis. He says that Loshen Tar Luchud V'Loshen Nevim Luchud Tar is B'Loshen Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Baruch Shalom, when he says Pesach, he refers to the Mesiras Nefesh of the Jews that they shechted the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalet. So Marchas HaPesach is Tezvav. When we speak about Sefer Yoshua was written B'Loshen Deriyodim. Sefer Yoshua was not dictated Min HaShamayim. The Novi had a Hashuas Roch HaKodesh, and he wrote with the Roch HaKodesh, he wrote when he was divinely inspired, but it wasn't dictated word for word. So the expressions that appear in the Vim Aksifim are going to be Baloshim and the other. It's not going to be Baloshon or Shal HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So here also, it could be that in Biblical Hebrew, maybe does include Shevet Levi. In Sefer Yoshua, Loshon Nevim Luchud, so there clearly does not include. Okay. That's Rabbi Kivegas Kasha. How come the Gemara didn't mention this pasuk? It says, "V'chol ha'om ha'yiloidim ba'midbar." All the people who were born in Midbar never had a bris milah. But Shevet Levi had a bris milah. His bris chayin sor, they had a bris milah. So you see that the word "chol ha'om" only refers to the other shvatim, doesn't include the Shevet Levi. And I ain't followed by Kasha. Yeah. So the Gemara is quoting this long brisa. Rashi explains. Was going to go through the whole Brisa to explain line by line, but the real kasha is really from this line. You don't force the Levi to give Zerah L'Chayim V'Akeva to another Levi. Sounds like you do force the Levi to give it to a Kayan. So it sounds like the Levi and Ma'am
Mechuyev. What would be the Havamina
if they give it to another Levi? No Havamina. By implication, it's you don't make and give it to another Levi, but you do. You don't force a Kayan to give to another Kayan means he can keep it himself. You don't force the Levi to give to another Levi. No, you force him to give it to a Kohen. He has to give it. I wouldn't have written, we would not have written it like that. We would have written what you do, not what you don't do. You do make the Levi give it to a Kohen. Would he beat around the bush? I don't know. So the Gemara is going to explain line by line the whole price until they get to the Kasha. So they start again from the beginning. About 8 lines from the bottom. The line below has Miyodo. In parentheses, so the line below, the Gemara is commenting line by line of the Brisa. Arba matonis shebikerem, which are the 4 matonis that you give to the aniyim? Haper ve'olos v'ashikh v'apeo. How do you know that in a vineyard where you have grapes growing that you give all of these 4 matonis? They say 3 of them are black and white and one of them is not mevorish. One of them is already a torah shebalpeh. Dichsid v'karmach olosa olel, if you have ololos, the Mishnah is explained what is peret, what is ololos. So kamach olos olel, you're not allowed to take the ololos, you have to leave it for the anim. Afer kamach olos olakei, that goes on peret and olos. Okay. Then uchsiv, you have another pasuk. Uchsiv tzu kamach olos olel acharecha. What does acharecha mean? So omra blevi acharecha zushikha. Why is acharecha zushikha? Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Peah, the Gemara in Bava Metzia quotes it, if the person is harvesting the field, and then he forgot to cut off some of the tour, or he's collecting all of the bundles, and then he forgot one bundle there. So then, you're not allowed to go back. What if he's harvesting and he forgot in front of him? And then he picks his eyes up and he sees it. So that's not called shikha, because the pasuk says acharecha, you shouldn't behind you, but in front of you, that's not called shikha. Shikha means it's behind me, and if I don't turn around, I will forget about it. Whatever in front of me, I'll pick up my eyes and I'll see that it's there. So that's by definition, that's not called shikha. What?
Three sheaves.
Yeah, yeah. that's also, that's on Shikha, I forgot already. That's on Leket. I think that's on Leket. That's Leket, yeah. Each one is a different. Parrot is one thing, and another, that's by Leket. Three is not Leket, yeah. So the Gemara says, Karmchalos Olel is Olelos. Parrot Karmchalos Olake is Parrot. Parrot and Olelos are two mitzvahs. Then, Los Olel Acharecha. Acharecha is the connotation of Shikha. Then, how do you know that it's a din of Peya? Who steak in Chumash that the din of Peya? Peya says in Chumash, I think in last week's Sedra, Kisikza Kitzircha Bisadecha. Forgot that. I think it only says by Sadis with Tvua. I think it says by Tvua. How do you know that it applies even to grapes? So the Gemara says it's a Gzeirah Shavah. It's Torah Shabbal Peh, it's not Mefurish. Here, Peah, how do you know that grapes are Chayv in Peah? So the Gemara says, four lines from the bottom, Peah, how do you know? Gomer Acharecha, Acharecha Mizayis. It's a Gzeirah Shavah. Here by the vineyard it says, Kisivtza Karmecha Kerem is vineyard with grapes, Lazol Acharecha, the word Acharecha appears. The word Acharecha has the connotation of Shikha, because Shikha is only Lachrav, not Lefanov. But it's a Gzeirah Shavah, Acharecha, Acharecha, Kisach Betzei Schod Osifayar Acharecha. And that means you should leave Peah. Lesvar Acharecha, Vital Beresh Moshe, Latitol Tefartam Imenu. You should leave Peah by Zaysim, by olive trees. So the Gzeirah Shavah tells you that Acharecha, Acharecha, that there's a mitzvah Peah even on vineyards. Shai. So they just established that there were four matonis in a vineyard. The Tosefta starts off like that. So the Gemara is spelling out all the psukim, and the Peah by the vineyard is only known through the Gzeirah Shavah, through the Torah Shabbal Peh. Okay? Then it says, Shlosha Shebet Tvua. That's how the Tosefta said. Shalosha Shebet Tvua. We have on top. Here it says, Shlosha. Okay, the Shalosh, matonos is feminine. Should be Shalosha Shebet Tvua. When you have two growing, so you have three mitzvahs, leket, shikha, v'hapeya. Where are the psukim that say, oh, it says, v'kutzrichem, here, v'yikruchav gimel, v'kutzrichem es k'tzir artzichem, v'sachale pasotcha b'kutzrecha. So that's tvua, k'tzir artzichem is tvua, and it talks about peya, so peya is black and white by tvua. V'leket k'tzircha lo salake. So the two are b'feirish. Which are the three? Nahama by Tvua. Is Leket, Shikha, and Peya. So Peya is Beferish. Lo Sechala Pasotcha. But Leket, Tzucha, Leket is Beferish. How do you know the Shikha? How do you know the Shikha? So the Gemara said, that's also Pasit Beferish. Kisivtza, Tzucha, Besodech, Vishachatame, Basode. So all three are Beferish. By Asode, you don't need any Gzer Shabbos. You don't need any Torah Shabbat Peh. All three, the leket, the shikha, and the peh, everything is black and white in the chumash. Shnaim shebe ilon, if you have apples on a tree, whatever, tree, pears on a tree, you have shikha and you have peya. Are there psukim that say that? So the Zag Demar dichsiv, kisach bet zeischa, when you pluck off the zeis, mlosifayer acharecha, what does that mean? Tanan de beir bishmoshe lo titol tifarta mimenu. So tifarta refers to the peya. How do you know that there's a din of shikha? Because it says acharecha. Let's fire acharecha. So that's what the Gemara says. And the word acharecha is a shikha. It has a connotation of shikha. Okay. So they prove the psukim from the drushas of the Torah Shabbal Peh, where you have which matonis. Then it says all of these matonis tanim kulamem hem tovus on all the bottom. The owner of the farm has the right to pick his favorite oni that he should give it to. He has to leave it in the field, and the anim will take it on their own. Zog the Gemara, my timer. How does the Tana and the Tosefta know that that's true? That you don't have the right to pick which oni? Zog the Gemara, azivak sibuhu. Says, la'oni v'lager tazav oisam. Tazav means you leave it there, that they take on their own. How do you know the next line in the Tosefta? If a Kohen has a farm, he keeps the truma for himself. If a Levi has a farm, he keeps the Maiserishin for himself. If an Ani has a farm, he cannot keep the Leket Shikhan Peh for himself. Why not? How do you know? How do you know? That's a drasha. That's not Beferish. The Siv, V'Leket Kitzircha Lo Salakeit Kama, So the Gemara reads it as if it's written, if you're the owner of the field, you're an ani, you're not allowed to take it back yourself. Not allowed to take your own. The Hazarani also, it's a drush. That's not the fairish. Then the same Maisa ani, the same Maisa ani that sometimes you leave it in the field, but if no one took it yet, and then it's already coming the rainy season, then it's Maisa ani hamischalik b'toch habayis, and you bring it inside the barn. Yesh b'tovus ano the baile. My time, how do you know? It's like the more, because nesina k'siva bay. The word nesina said, nesina means that you have the tovus ani, you have the right to pick whom you want to give it to. Then it says, vaita that also, maiserani. If the farmer who owns the farm himself is an ani, what's the definition of an ani? Ani is, what's the definition of an ashir? An ashir is a person who has a steady income and he makes ends meet. Let's say he has a steady job and he makes ends meet every week. He pays up all his chavis, but he doesn't have a penny in the bank account. But he has a steady income. That's called an ashir. Or if he has no job, but he has money in the bank, he has money in his stashed away in his mattress, enough money to live for 1 year. Masayim Zuz. So Masayim Zuz in the days of the Tanaim was enough to live for a whole year. That's why the ksuba of a b'sula is Masayim Minatorah. The ksuba is Masayim Zuz. You have to give enough money to live for a year, and I hope that you'll find a shidduch in the course of the year, and then the new husband will support him. That's why Moshe says that today, Masayim Zuz is peanuts, it's garnishment, garnish. Masayim Zuz is very little. Yeah. So the Gemara says, how do you know Afilonish of Israel has to give away the Maiserani to someone else, he can't keep it for himself? The other drasha before, and Lekad Shikha Peya, Peridololos, how do you know even a Maiserani? So the Gemara, Domer, Rabbi Eloi, Gomer, this Exereshova. This is Xerushava by Maiserani. By Leket Shikrapeya, it's based on a Pasuk, Lo Selakit La'ani. Afi La'ani has to give to someone else. But by Maiserani, it's based on Xerushava, Lager Lager, Mehosim, from the other Pasuk, Malahalon. Just like by the Leket Shikrapeya, Muzerani Al Shalom, we had a drasha from a Pasuk that the Ani, who owns a farm, is not allowed to keep his own Maiserani. Afkam, and again to the Maiserani, Lahazerani Al Shalom has to give it to someone else. All right. And then the Brisa continued. Now we're finally getting to the punchline to ask the kasha. Ushar matnas kuhune. Until now, the Brisa was speaking about matnas anim. It was a teshevt and peyah. It's all about matnas anim. Lekin shikre peyah maiserani. What about matnas kuhune kigon hazrala chayim hakeva? Aim at seeing maiser mikoin lekoin. If a coin shechts a beim, you don't force him to give the hazrala chayim hakeva to a different coin. Well, all levi lelevi. You don't force a levi to give to another levi. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, don't force? The Zerala Chayam Akev is not given to a Levi, it's given to a Kohen. So the implication of the Brice is, you don't force a Levi to give it to another, but you only Levi the Kohen Matzim. You do make him give, the Levi Mamuchi have to give Zerala Chayam Akev, Ama Ikru Am. So doesn't it contradict? How come Rav is Mesupik? Rav had a Sofik. Sofik means he checked through all of Shas. And he didn't find any raya one way or the other. Gemara said, here's a beferish of Brisa at the Sefta that you don't force a Levi to give to another Levi, but the implication is you do force him to give it to a coin. So it's either the Levi'im or Mechuyim. And for the Gemara, no. When the Brisa says, Ashar Matnas Kahuna, here on the fourth wide line, when they quoted the line, Ushar Matnas Kahuna Kagon, it doesn't mean kagon, something similar to, but it's not really talking about Zerala Chayim HaKev. The Yolam de Levim are not mukhayif to give Zerala Chayim HaKev, and maybe the Levim are not included in the biblical term Am, and it says Zayyem Mishpat HaKanim Esam, so Levim are not mukhayif. But the Brice is talking about something else. Kagon HaZerai V'lo Zerai, something similar to Zerai but not. Umay Nivu, so what is it that you're talking about? The Gemara says, Ma'aseh Rishon. So what do you mean? If a Levi has a farm and is mafrish, Maiser Rishon, so you don't force him to give it to another Levi, but you force him to give it to a Kohen. So the Gemara says, you give Maiser Rishon to a Kohen. You give Maiser Rishon to a Levi. Mm-hmm. Why should you give it to a Kohen? Frag the Gemara, Maiser Rishon to a Levi. Why should the mashmos of the Brice is, you force the Levi to give, you're interpreting The Braisa sounds like you forced the lady to give Zvala Chayam Bakeva to the Kohen. So the Gemara says, no, it's something similar to Zvala Chayam Bakeva. Kigon, something similar. And not talking about. So the Gemara says, what do you mean you forced the Levi to give his Maisavishan to a Kohen? Why? You give it to a Levi. Everything more goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That there is a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Whom do you give Maisavishan to? What's the issue? Because there's a din, there's Kedushas Leviya, and there's Shevet Levi. So Shevet Levi includes the Kohanim and the Levim. Kedushas Leviya is only the Levim. The Kohanim don't have Kedushas Levi. That's a thesis in the end of Pchoros. Thesis has a rife in the Gemara like that, that a Kohen has Kedushas Kuna and does not have Kedushas Leviya. Only a lady has. So that the two different, there's Shevet Levi and there's Kedushas Levi. And the Gemara has in other places, B'chop Talib Mekomis Nikru Kohanim Levim. The 24 places scattered about in Tanakh that the Pasuk says HaKohanim HaLevim. It says Levim and it really means Kohanim. Sometimes it says HaKohanim HaLevim. That's one of the 24. Yes, HaKohanim HaLevim, that's right. So the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is, when the Torah says you have to give Maaser Rishon to a Levi, doesn't mean the Levi who has Kedushas Levi, then it's, you only yotze to give it to a Levi, because the Kohen doesn't have Kedushas Levi. Or doesn't mean you give it to someone who belongs to Shevet Levi, so the Kohanim are also included in Shevet Levi. So that's a Machlekes. The Tanya, the Aver Braisa, Shum Le Kohen, that we know, Maaser Rishon Le Levi only, the Rabbi Kiva, that's how we pass it. In the Torah, you only give Maaser Rishon to the Levi. And Blazer ben Azariah disagrees. He was a younger contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. Blazer ben Azariah, I'm af l'koyin. It's optional. You can give it either to a Kohen or to a Levi, because the Kohanim and the Levim, they're all Shevet Levi, and my submission goes to one who's from Shevet Levi. So the Gemara says, the Braisa that implies that you force the Levim to give the Maaserishon to the Kohanim goes like a Blazer ben Azariah. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Blazer ben Azariah said you can either give it to a Kohen or a Levi. So either why do you not, either one? So why do you tell me you forced the Levi to give it to a Kohen? Frag the Gemara. Amar the Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah af l'Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagrees. Rabbi Akiva holds you can either give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen or a Levi. Aval l'Kohen v'lo l'Levi mi'amar. That he never said. You only give Maaser only to a Kohen. You don't give it to a Levi. There is no such thing. And for the Gemara, and yes, Lebosa de Kansino Ezra. So Rashi explains, this never says explicitly in Tanakh, but the Gemara had such a tradition. So Hos Sugi in Ksubis, in the second parak in Ksubis. Ezra Konas Es Halavim. When Ezra was schlepping people to come back to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and to bring the Karbonis, so he stopped by a river, it says there in Sefer Ezra, he stopped by a river, he said, by show of hands, how many Kohanim, how many Levim? So there weren't enough Levim to run a Beis HaMikdash. The whole idea of coming back to Eretz Yisrael was to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, bring Karbonis. So there weren't enough Levim. So he told everybody, wait here, I have to take off a couple of weeks, I have to go schlep more Levim. So because the Levim were negligent, that proportionally, they didn't come to the same proportion that they were in the general population of Kol Yisrael, so he penalized them regarding Maaser Rishon. So what was the penalty? So the Gemara in Ksubis there, and Daf Chavav says like this, if the din is like Rabbi Akiva, that min HaTorah you only give Maaser Rishon to the Levi, so then the penalty of Ezra was one step further, you can give it either to a Kohen or to a Levi. And if the, and that's how we pass, the din is like Rabbi Akiva. If the din would have been like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that min HaTorah you have an option of giving the Maaser Rishon either to a Kohen or to a Levi, then after Bosa de Kansino Ezra, after Ezra penalized the Levian because they didn't want to come back, then they said you should only give it to a Kohen. So the Gemara says, the interpretation that we just read into the Brice, the Gemara is going to back out right away. This interpretation that we gave, that the Brice says you force a Levi to give the Maaser Rishon to the Kohen, goes, this whole Kakai Pshat, this goes according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that min HaTorah it's optional to give to a Kohen or a Levi. After the penalty, you have to give a Davka to a Kohen. So he forced the Levi, he has a farm, he forced the Levi to give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. Frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? What is his farm? If Israel has a farm and he's mafresh Maaser Rishon, so you tell me, okay, make a penalty, only give it to the Kohen, don't give it to the Levi. But the Levi has his own farm. That was never included in the Knas of Ezra. Frag the Gemara, Emer de Kansin Ezra de Le'avina Lahu. And this, I understand, Ezra made a penalty that we don't give Maaser Rishon to the Levim anymore. You only give it to the Kohanim. Abba Mishka Minayim Yom. Daddy never said that the lady has his own farm, that he has to give away the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. He keeps it for himself. It's his farm. The Gemara said that's not pshat. Hello, Zogdi Gemara. The Bryce, we're trying to avoid that the Bryce shouldn't contradict Rav. Because Rav said he's mesupik, whether Levi Mamukhiv to give Zorah Chayam Akiv. The Bryce sounds like if a Levi Shech to Behema, we force him to give the Zorah Chayam Akiv to the Kohen. So we want to avoid there shouldn't be a Bryce contradicting Rav. The end is Rav is going to say it's the Machlekes HaTanoim anyway. So maybe this Bryce holds that way, and Rav is mesupik out of Paschal. But so far, the Gemara is trying to avoid. There shouldn't be any Bryce that takes a stand one way or the other. So the Gemara said, when it says Zorah Chayam Akiv, Kigon, doesn't mean what? Means something, another matana that's like. Elazagma kigonzra velozra, my new, racious, I guess. It goes on racious, I guess. Racious, I guess, there are no two ways about it. If the lady shears off the wool from his animal, he has to give it to the word am doesn't appear there. Whoever's not a kohen has to give racious, I guess. So there's no kasha against Rav. No kasha against Rav. And the Gemara is going to come out. Allah is like Rav, that it's a sfeika de dina. Let's see, what is the more Havai to Toshma? Zeh HaKal, Kol Dov Shehi B'Kedusha, Kegon Chuma, Transmai. So there are some Matnas couldn't have Kedusha, some don't. Pidyon HaBen money doesn't have Kedusha. Reshet Sagez, Rav HaChayim V'Akeva doesn't have Kedusha. Chaz V'Shok have Kedusha, Chat HaSosham Chuma, that has Kedusha. So the verse says, Toshma Zeh HaKal, this is the rule. Kol Dov Shehi B'Kedusha, one of the Matnas couldn't that does have Kedusha, Kegon Chuma, Transmai, V'Chala, Matzi Moisem Miyodam. What do you mean, Matzi Moisa Miyodam? Matzi Moisa Miyodam from whom? Who we're talking about, a Levi? Chodav Shebikdusha Matzi Miyad Levi Lekoin, yeah. You make the Levi, give it to the coin. Yeah. You make the Levi, give it to the coin. Matzim Osim, where are we? The Chodav Shein a Bikdusha, there are Matas Kuna that don't have Kigon, as well as Chayam Hakeva, Ein Matzim Osim Miyodam. Well, so it says before, she don't force a Levi to give the Israel HaChayim HaKeva to the coin. So that's mamish what Rav said. So Toshma, it says beferish like Rav. So the Gemara, not necessarily. Maybe what it means is Kigon, something similar to Israel HaChayim HaKeva Lozra. So what is it, Kigon? Umayniyu, maybe it goes on Maaser Rishon, or the boss of the Kansinu Ezra. That Ezra made a penalty that you only give Maaser Rishon to the Kohen if you don't give it to the Levian. But if the lady owns the farm, then you don't force him to give it to the Kohen. He keeps it himself. It grew on his farm. Zog the Gemara Toshma Abaita, another verse. Hashoche the Kohen, Hashoche the Beim on behalf of the Kohen. So the Kohen is not mechuyev to give Zorach and Yavah Kevah to a different Kohen. Hashoche on behalf of a Goy. It's not my Beim. The Beim belongs to the Goy. So you put them in a matona. So the implication is all a levi liyisrael chayv. If you shech the behemah for a levi, you are chayv to give zolach hayam v'akev. So the more name, not necessarily. Don't make an inference. Letema, don't say a deal called a levi liyisrael chayv. Aleema liyisrael chayv. Aval a levi, my fregdim. What if you're shechting an animal on behalf of a levi? What are you going to tell me? Taka potter. Yachi. So why does the reisha and the brisa write so misleadingly? If you shecht for a coin and a goy, you don't have yachi. Listen, I'll shechet the levi love kacham potter manamatan. Let it say so. Isn't it mashma beferish that if you shecht for a levi, you won't have to give the od? Tanya, we have a beferish. It says in the brisa, what a shechet the coin and love kachavim potter. And then it says beferish the levi Yisrael chayev tiyufta the rab. It says beferish that if he shecht a levi is mukhib to give zolach hayayim akeva. And for the Gemara, Rab said it's a machlekes hatanaim. That's one brayse machlekes hatanaim. He's mesupik have a pas. That's the end of the sugi. Yes, famous sugi. The next thing is also a famous sugi. Are you yotze pidyon haben if you give it to a female kohenes? If you have to give it to a male kohen. Female kohenes machlekes toisvus in the Rambam, and on Yeridaya they point out it's machlekes in the Gemara. not the machlekes. The Mishnah Mara says machlekes Taisus in the Rambam. So the later Achrayim says it's a mefurish machlekes Satanai. On the next daf. Yeah, next week we'll be there. We'll discuss a little bit in Yonis Shavuos. We have the pasuk in this week's Seder in Parshas Bahar. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We used to be avadim leMitzrayim, and now Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. So the Gemara has a common v'lei avadim leAvadim. The Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't want us to become avadim leAvadim. It's not proper that a person should sell himself as an Eved Ivri. The pasuk says if a person is a poor, ki yomoch achicha, he has no breris, he sells himself as an Eved Ivri, he can't make a parnasa. Okay, if you have no breri, you have no choice. But it's the Gemara says it's not proper. The Gemara also learns out in this pasuk that poel chozer b'afilu b'emtza yom, that a person agrees to work for me for a whole year. And then in the middle, he doesn't like it. He wants to quit. So if the din would be that he's stuck, he's not allowed, he has to honor his commitment, then he's like an Eved, then he's like Fashklaft, and he doesn't want to become an Eved. The Gemara says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim l'avadim l'avadim, therefore we have to allow poel chozer b'afilu b'emtza yom. An employee has a right to quit in the middle. Just as a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, what if he signed a contract and he gave it to the balabas? So shtar is a kinyan. Or what if they made a Kenyan suitor? Or what if the balabas paid him all the salary in advance? He made a Kenyan by paying him the money in advance. So the Mechaber Paskins, Rabbi Yosef Kar Paskins, like the Rishonim, once he made a Kenyan in advance, then the poor cannot quit in the middle. Even if he's prepared to give back all the remaining money, since a Kenyan was made, he cannot quit. And the Shach thinks we don't pass like that. Shach thinks that even if you made a Kenyan, you signed a contract, he can also back out. If by backing out you got to cause a hepsit for the balabas, then you're not allowed to. Let's say he's in the middle of the school year, and I don't like them in Ireland, Yeshiva. I don't like my position. I quit. So the students are going to get a substitute. It's going to be a hepsit. So you have to, whenever you want to quit, you have to give enough advance notice that they should be able to get someone else. It shouldn't be a hepsit. Not allowed to quit to make a hepsit. But otherwise, that's not going to do. In Europe, they used to, Ramah quotes from the Rishonim, they used to, Rabbanim, they would sometimes sign a 3-year contract, sometimes they would sign a 5-year contract. So there are some opinions based on, there's a thesis in the end of Masechet Shabbos, there's a quote of Pasuk from Yeshaya, I think, that the average worker would sign a 3-year contract. Because it says in Chumash, if you have an Eved Ivri for 6 years, it says, Kimishnes Chasoch Ravotcha. He worked twice as long as a normal Eved, twice as long as a normal Poel. So you see, a normal Poel works 3 years, and an Eved Ivri works for 6 years. So that's called Mishnas Chasach, double. So some had the practice that you never sign a contract for more than 3 years. 3 years is a Poel. Anything more than 3 years is already a violation of, like, selling yourself as an Eved Ivri. Others disagree, and they say, no, 6 years. If you sign a 6-year contract, that's it. Anything less than 6 years is mutter. So the minhag used to be, they used to sign a 5-year contract. But they wouldn't sign 5.5 years is fine. But a 6-year contract, you're not allowed. Other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, a poel chozer b'afilu b'emtzayom, since the poel has a right to quit, so you can sign a 20-year contract, since you have a right to quit in the middle. So it's never a violation of kli b'nisol avadim l'avadim l'avadim. But the Gemara considers this very seriously, this avadim l'avadim. Every Jew should be independent. Shouldn't be kafuf. Shouldn't be. You don't have to be self-employed. The Gemara is mekel. You don't have to be self-employed. You're allowed to work for someone else, but you shouldn't sell yourself as an Eved Ivri. That's considered an Issa. Then Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Medrash.
So if a shul gives the rabbi a lifetime contract, the only rabbi comes up the
event. It's one side.
It's understood that the rabbi has the right to quit in the middle.
Yeah.
The Balabatim have the right. Yeah. That's what they said in Europe. So the Mishnah, the Aruch HaShulchan writes like that, and that's Simon. They didn't give the rabbi a life contract. It was understood that he, a minui, a position of Sarare, is for the rest of his life. So in Eastern Europe, it was understood that he was a rabbi for the rest of his life. But a contract, they would only sign, someone signed 3-year contract, someone signed 5-year contract. In Western Europe, it was understood that it's not for life. In Germany and in the Western culture, it's understood that it wasn't a life contract. In America, for many years, it was very rare. Now it's more common. But years ago, when I was growing up, it was very unusual that a rabbi should have a life contract. They would only sign 3-year, 5-year contracts. They wouldn't give a life contract. It would be very unusual. But the Chazal comment, why do you make a hole in the if you have an Eved Ivri, and then after the 6 years are up, you say, "Ahapi Asadani Vesishti Vizbana Lehetzi," he doesn't want to go free. So you do Ritzi, you make a hole in his ear. Why do you make a hole in his ear? So one Medrash says, "Ozen Shishamal Har Sinai, Kili Ben Yisrael Abadim La Abadim La Abadim." He wants to remain as an Eved, so we should make a hole in his ear because he's doing wrong. "Ozen Shishamal Har Sinai, Kili Ben Yisrael Abadim." And the other Medrash says, "Ozen Shishamal Al Har Sinai, Lo Signaif." Balach Beganav, we're talking about a Machrul Bezin. He went and he stole, so we want to make a hole in his ear. So the Mefarshim asked, if you say, "Ozen Shama Harsini Kili Ben Yisrael Avadim, Avadim, Avadim," so that we understand, when we sold him as an Eved Ivri, we sold him. He didn't have any choice, he didn't do anything wrong. At the end of the 6 years, he says, "Aptias Adani Vesish, I don't want to go free." So that was his decision, so then we make a hole in his ear. But if you say, "Ozen Shama Harsini, I seek knife." So why do you wait till the end of the 6 years to make a hole? You should make a hole in his ear as soon as the police catch him. We should make a hole in his ear. So they quote from, I think from a show like this, quote, "We're punishing the guy because he did Geneva. So how do we punish him? We saw him as an Eved Ivri. That's the punishment. But then at the end of the 6 years, he says, I love it here. So it comes up, we never punished him. We sold him as an Eved, we put, that's a punishment. So I want to stay on. I don't want to go free. So it's a glory Muslim not forever, never punished him. So he still deserves a punishment for the Geneva. So now we got to make a hole in his ear. Oysen Shishama Loisignai. Those are the two versions of the Medrash on the Pasuk. Why you make a hole? Oysen Shishama Harsini Kalibane Yisrael Avodim. Oysen Shishama Harsini Loisignai. Moral of the story is, we should realize we're Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shouldn't be Avodim to our Basel Adam.
Yeah.
You made it.
So why did the Torah allow him to say
Al-Hafiyat
HaTayim?
He should be allowed at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not right, but they do allow it.